So she spoke out. I thought that this was very admirable of her. So when she posted this video last night, I was like, oh, wow. She's so human. I feel like we've been growing with her throughout her mm-hmm. career. And this is one of those moments where we're growing with her through something that we saw happen in real time.
And to be honest with you, listen, I'm going to tell you something.
What?
That used to be me. Not in the airport, but fighting them niggas. What's up?
That's a very interesting description of someone who just assaulted someone over and over again to call them admirable. I have never heard the Breakfast Club or any media outlet to say that a man is admirable for apologizing after he gets caught beating on a woman. P. Diddy apologized right after that video came out. I have no recollection of anyone in this entire world that said he is admirable for apologizing after the fact.
So she spoke out. I thought that this was very admirable of her because mm-hmm. when the story broke, of course, she's at the top. Everybody knows her. She's a huge mm-hmm. world famous athlete. People, you know, when something a story like this breaks, it spreads so fast. And a lot of times, you know, teams and the organizations, they don't comment and they tell the athletes to say nothing mm-hmm. and just let it go away. So mm-hmm. when she posted this video last night, I was like, oh, wow, she's so human. I feel like we've been growing with her throughout her mm-hmm. career. And this is one of those moments where we're growing with her through something that we saw happen in real time.
Do you all see the screen bias? How in the world can you equate this whole series of events admirable? Oh, her team probably told her not to say anything. The fact that she came out and said, I apologize and I'm going to take accountability. Now she's admirable. She's a sign of strength. She is showing that she's human by beating on this man and coming out to say sorry. And now everything is okay. And she's admirable. Give her more endorsements. This is a win for the women. We're strong. Come on, man. How can you allow these words to come out of your mouth to say that this is admirable? You could have said so many different things, but this is truly what was in your heart to say. Because we all know that the bias is so extreme when it comes to violence from a woman compared to a man. Violence is violence, people. And everyone must be held accountable on the same accord. The words did not come out of Lauren LaRose's mouth to say P. Diddy was admirable after that beaten video came out. But somehow she feels in her heart that Sha'Carri Richardson is admirable after she continuously pushed and punched this man in the face just because she said, I apologize and take accountability. Do you not see the message that you are sending out? Yeah, girls, you can have the same exact behavior. All you have to do is say I'm sorry after and say I take accountability, and then there's no consequences. Everyone else will look at you as a pillar of strength. You're so human now. Now listen to what Jess Hilarious brags about how she did things in her past.
I'm telling you, so guy would have did that. It would have been World War III on social media. Yes. And then the data put out mm-hmm. an apology like that. Y'all wouldn't even be accepted.
And then, to be honest with you, listen, I'm going to tell you something.
What?
That used to be me. Mm-hmm. Not in the airport, but fighting them niggas. What's up?
And you've grown. Used to put hands on niggas. Like, what? Yes, just the I've moral of the story.
Oh, we doing a moral?
No, I'm just saying, I want you to say you've grown.
Yeah, and I've definitely grown. I'm reformed, but I used to be boxing them up, too.
Yo, Chris, blink twice if you need help, man.
I give props to Charlamagne for speaking about the clear double standard that when it came to if there was a man that just apologized after he violently hit on a woman, no woman would be out there accepting his apology and saying that, hey, this is admirable of him to come out and apologize and say he's taking accountability. Everything is okay now. On top of that, he should have also pointed out this double standard. This woman, Jess Hilarious, is bragging, and everybody in there, including the men, are laughing about her, saying that she proudly hit on men, saying, hey, what's up? I used to box them up. I used to hit them. I used to punch them. Used to do who knows what. And she's very proud to have that badge. She's proud and getting props for it. Can you imagine a man saying, yeah, man, I used to beat down my women. I used to punch her in the face. I used to kick her. Yeah, I used to do that. And then everyone laughing and ha-ha and kikiing about it? Can you imagine anyone laughing about that? Yeah, as soon as she said something crazy, I said, all right, what's up? Put your hands up. I two-pieced her right there. I used to box women up all the time. And then everyone commits to laughter and joy. No, it doesn't work like that. So why on earth do you think it's funny when a woman say, I used to jump on men and put hands on them, and I never had any type of consequences that followed? It's funny. Actually, now I'm successful and I'm brave enough to say it in front of everyone what I used to do. If this was a man, they would go back in time and be sure to look for all those victims. They'll come up with a case, sue him for everything he got, and make sure he never works in the industry again. You bring shame for men for these behaviors, but you look at women in glee for the same actions. How is that possible? You're sending the wrong message. There gotta be consequences for women talking just like Jess Hilarious just did. If this was a man, would you not be going back in time trying to make sure he don't get anything anymore? If everyone is going to allow the past be the past and allow everyone to grow, let's not allow it to be just one way. Allow men to grow as well. Don't try to end them off of one situation. Like, if this is the way we want to be, cool. If this is the grace you want to give women, cool. Just be sure to apply that same grace to men. If you are not going to apply that grace, if you don't think that is possible, stop giving that grace to women. But you need to pick which one you're going to go with, because it can't continue to be one rule for you and another rule for you. It's egregious for you and it's funny for you. It's admirable for the woman and it's horrendous for the man when they do the same exact thing. That doesn't make sense. We got to do better and stop allowing this to happen. Something come out with a man put hands on a woman 15 years ago, you're going to make sure he pay the price right now and never have a job again in his career, no matter what type of reform he had. But if a woman can come out and brag about putting her hands on men, just boxing them and saying, what's up? And everyone going to laugh with glee. And everyone going to laugh with joy and say, wow, ha, ha, ha. Girl, that's so funny. You're not that same type of person now. Hey, let me check on your boyfriend. Hey, blink twice if you're in trouble. Blink twice. That's funny. That's funny, right? There's clear biases in this world, and we really got to work on them when it comes to criminal behavior for sure. I understand there can be stereotypes or biases in other ways as well. But when it comes to harming people, we got to make sure there's a land. We got to make sure that that's an even playing field. When it comes to ruining people's careers, we got to make sure there's an even playing field. Because obviously one person is going to do a lot more and lie and hit and damage the other if they know they always going to have an advantage. So there's going to be a victim. Like, so often we keep trying to say that, oh, the men is in so much power. Are you serious? Women has the most power in society because they can get away with so much. A woman can lie and there'd be absolutely no consequence. A woman can lie and become a millionaire off of you. Look at Shannon Sharp. The woman had consensual sex with him. It was their idea to have rough sex, but after the fact, she can come out and lie and take half of what he got. And then just, hey, I'm gonna retire now. Thanks for everything. Can't no man do that. And I wouldn't want no man to do that. But why do you feel it's okay for a woman to do it? Why is there laws in place to allow women to just do this without consequence? Every time that there's a false report on anyone, if that person is caught lying, they should pay the price of that penalty if that person was guilty. If you sit here and say a man raped you, you should get the same amount of time that he would have got if he did when he didn't. That's the only way we're going to bring a stop to all of this. Stop allowing people to get away with lying on other people just because of what's between their legs. That makes absolutely no sense. And it's a shame that so many people would try to say that, hey, the fact that you're speaking up about these biases, you hate women. I knew it. You can't stand women. That's why you want women to be held accountable. Listen to yourself, man. How can you equate someone speaking about a true bias, speaking about true wrongdoing, and how someone should be held accountable, just like if it was in reverse, that other person would be held accountable? How can you equate that to woman hate? That makes absolutely no sense. What I don't like is pure biases. That's what I don't like. I feel like everyone is an adult and everyone should be treated as such. If you make an action, you have to pay the consequence. The same exact consequence. If a man did it, a woman should get the same consequence. If a woman do it, the man should get the same consequence. That is not hate. That is literally what everyone been fighting for. That's equality. Every adult should be treated as an adult, period. There's no way around it. But somehow in our judicial system, in our society views, somehow crime is overlooked, or it's not big as a big of a deal if a woman commits the same crime. But what are you guys' thoughts on this whole thing? I would really like to get your thoughts on the whole Sha'Carri Richardson thing, the society view of domestic violence. Should everyone give her a second chance? Do you think a man would get a second chance? I know P. Diddy, he's in jail right now, and they still not allow him to get bond, even though he was proven not guilty for majority of everything that they claim that he did. But somehow, the woman got immunity when she was one of the head honchos of the whole ordeal. Cassie was the head honcho of the whole ordeal. She was setting up so many of these things. She was flying in men, but yet only one of them had to go to prison and the other gets immunity. How is that right? How can you continue to think that is okay? If it was in reverse, you would have a problem with it. But of course, if someone has the upper hand, they want to continue to keep the upper hand and try to manipulate everyone else to look as if it's something else when it's not. The Highest Point Podcast. More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.